Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'd like to start the show with a song. If a person is looking for some real guidance and a real education, then try testing the new you song before you go to sleep for like 15 minutes. And when you wake up in the morning, maybe for 15 more minutes, and see what life shows you. I'm attempting to share this new presentation that Dwayne Hoepner has created, and he's wrote a series of books, the Adventure Is series, and the True Completeness course. So I'm not trying to influence anybody. It's just trying to share this opportunity that the real guides are providing to whoever they've brought to hear this attempt to share the new presentation. There are no coincidences in cause and effect creation, so this opportunity is maybe what you'd call very rare. Maybe we've gone through millions of lifetimes to get to right now, to be given a chance to earn our way out of these psych realms, which are the physical and the astral and the causal and the mental and the etheric, and through the deep dark border with some real guides to get us through to the real universes where there's real freedom and real love, not this emotional stuff we think is love here on Earth. I think I'd like to read a little bit of an introduction from one of Dwayne's books, A Journey to Real Freedom. And it goes, from the real universes of the all is. To most of the general public, what I am presenting is not known or common knowledge, because the existing Keck systems, Keck meaning controlling earthly corporation systems, make sure that most people are very dumbed down, stupid, tap-lined, drugged, poisoned, and most of all, subliminally controlled. I have come up through my own real experiences, and this is what I am sharing and also reporting the real news as to what is actually happening on the earth right now. I am Dwayne, the great writer and journalist. I created the new presentation as a worldwide wake-up for everyone. What I am presenting is not a spiritual teaching or a path, and I do not have followers. as do the masters and gurus of days gone by. I am simply real with everything I do and present. I stand with Reba's Artars and the real universal guides and the true reality, the all is. In 2001, I was given the rod of power from Reba's Ar and Paul, and this is when Harry was supposed to announce me and step aside, but she would not let him, as he really does love the power she holds with him. There is so much to this adventure and story, a lot more than I am writing here, but this will give you an idea as to what to learn if you so decide. In August 2007, the real position became the new wave is the new man. At this time, I was finally ready to do what I came here to do. I suggest to take your time as you read this new book too, as I have brought in many new experiences that I have not shared before. Before there was creation, there is always the all is. The all is decided creation as a simulator with a beginning, a duration of what has become known as time and space, and an ending, so that a new cycle of creation can take place as each unaware soul decides its own journey through the endlessness life is. This is real. This is so real that the minds of those who are still in the simulator of creation cannot in any way figure out what the so-called beginning of life is all about. But the true reality life is, there is no beginning, only the true isness. What is taking place on the earth and all the other round worlds in black space is nothing more than a testing ground for the unaware to wake up and become more aware and eventually be free from the causes and effects of the simulation of creation. In the meantime, you and I are living here, living an adventure like no other and having to deal with what this world has become. You can stay here for as long as you want and keep reincarnating into more body forms, or you can pay attention to what I am presenting and become a free being of real light, as this is your choice now. You, like almost everyone else, have been marketed with the ideas of worshiping gods and their controlling earthly corporations, KEK, and being blinded with the fact that what exists here is created out of nothing and not as it appears to be. You can continue to be fooled or wake up to what is real now. Learn to watch your dream visions. Before we get into some of what I have been through this lifetime, I will share some of what took place before I got here this lifetime. From my last lifetime as the Golden Warrior, when I was a half-breed Indian known as Goldie, I was in the real universes beyond the psych realms of time and space. From the seventh life level, all the psych realms are seen with a real view. The lowest of body forms, which are found on this earth, cannot in any way figure out what the real universes are. So they have created gods and idols, masters and gurus, presidents and kings, all of which have taken control of the earth and made everyone here a slave to tradition, which is nothing more than something someone invented and marketed as supposedly authentic, which it all is definitely not. You are always the decider of your life. But if you want to stay here as a prisoner on a poisoned and polluted planet that is getting worse every day, that is your choice. In the real universes, I could see that it was my turn to return and do what no one else would do. The true reality life is so simple and direct. But as one enters the five lower levels of the psych realms, then things become very complicated, especially with the reptilian alien, raw, tech age, this world is now in. You as the reader are probably among the unaware and dumbed down, a person who sees this world as the only reality there is. And you have the right to think and decide this. But if you take the risk, as I have, you will see more. The real risk taker is the new man. The new wave is the new man. Become so by the true reality life is, the all is. Rebas Artars and the real universal guides with the new man provide real guidance and a real education for all. Real truth and real freedom must be recognized more so than what has been thought of as truth and implied freedom on the round world. To the mind bodies in time and space, real truth and real freedom are like a fantasy that cannot exist. Read the Adventure Is series I have written, which this new book is a part of, and sing the new you and watch your dream visions. You will be shown what is real now. As you do, you will eventually catch on to what is really happening on this planet, and you will also become more aware of all the life levels and how you can escape from this dark world, which is just another place in life. My real journey has been one of great interest to those who are looking for real freedom. On this little earth, with the invented systems of politics, religion, spiritualism, militarized education, and manipulating scientific horror, and whatever else the controlling earthly corporations, KEK, can dream up, you are dealing with a whole lot just to survive day by day. These con systems are not at all interested in your welfare, even though they do imply they are, they really are not. The implied freedom that is politically indoctrinated into people is nothing more than a subliminal transfer to you and everyone else to control you. There is no real benefit to what has been created by the systems of belief, which all the systems of the earth are the same. Even though they may appear to be different, they are not. The new presentation stands out among everything that is taking place here. And as you read my new books and what I have written, you will begin to wake up to your real awareness. You, the real you, is a being of real light from the true reality life is, the all is. From all that you have been taught here, what I am now presenting would seem like science fiction, and this is what the one world controllers would like you to believe as they continue to dumb you down daily with microwaves, television and commercials, entertainment, pharmaceuticals, fluoridated water, chemtrails, lethal vaccines, political, religious, and spiritual pretty words of ancient and dead wisdom. And there is so much more. They create deception upon deception, as this is their daily business routine to keep you and everyone working as a 9-to-5 slave for their systems. There is a much better way to have real freedom, and I share this with you. Your dream visions, those nightly experiences you are having, are the first clue and steps towards your real freedom, but you must decide to explore and discover what is so very well hidden with you, the real you now. If you do not, then you will continue to reincarnate here until you decide to wake up and get real. Life is about the choices you make, not about believing in any gods. From the real universes, I could see what I would be going through during my last day on Earth in a material body. I wanted the genuine excitement and adventure, but I did not want a lot of what I knew I had to go through. I have always loved what Rebazar had taught me, and he wanted me to go back and do this adventure, and for him and the other real guides, I decided to do it. There really was no one else except Paul who came before me. Everyone else was going to stay on the real side and assist us while we made our way. During the time Paul and I were in the physical and being taught by Rebazar, there were many others who were candidates for the real position. And this is where this adventure gets interesting. Because Paul had created a teaching in a particular way, which was using the spiritual God idea to start with, we both knew that it would someday fail completely. All the God ideas fail because they were creations from the reptilian aliens who have created havoc and destruction since the beginning of time. The Ra's, reptilian aliens, which are also the same ones in the movie Stargate, were the first creatures to occupy the Earth. They wrote all the so-called sacred doctrines that are all over this world today. Like the dinosaurs of the past, they were some of the first body types on many of the round worlds that eventually evolved into intelligent creatures to manipulate material matter and create their technology. Their breed is of a hostile nature because of the environment they have lived in. They have wanted to correct this aspect of themselves, and so they created the humanoids, not only as slaves, but for the purpose of trying to interact with them and thus to be able to leave their hostile bodies and explore more than just the physical and astral worlds. But their innate nature has not allowed them to progress, but regress from what they have been attempting. Over time, the humanoids have gained a foothold with this world, and this is why the planet is being so poisoned to get rid of the population. Rebazar Tars and the real universal guides brought me into Paul's teaching at the age of 22. This was where I was to start, what no one else could even dream of. Shortly after I met Patty Simpson, who had worked with Paul, it was then his time to leave the scene here. It was said he was poisoned, and this is true, but there is so much more to this new adventure than meets the eye. The biggest test and worldwide wake-up was now about to occur as soon as I decided to step into the membership. For years, Rebazaar kept hinting for me to take a look at what Paul was doing, which I was not ready for at the time when I was young, but he was giving me a heads up as to what I would be doing in the future. It was in my younger days that Ersha Lu appeared and began to teach me so much, which I have written about in many of the new books. When Paul purposely left, the next man, DG, was up to bat. What most people do not know is there were deals made behind the scenes on the real side, and DG was part of the deal. On the outer, which is the physical world of Da solidness, everything basically looked normal and business as usual. The secret deal was being made was with the Keck reptilian aliens, who have always wanted complete control of this planet. DG knew what he was getting into, and in a way he thought of himself as rather clever, so he was willing to take on the assignment to see how it would turn out. As time went on, DG was doing fine for the Keck, but at a certain point he wanted everything for himself, and this is where she did not like his attitude. And so she prepared Crony. Rebazaar and the boys did not like what DG was doing, so they asked him to leave, which he was very reluctant to do. But he soon did, as another deal was struck with incoming Harry Klump for the member shrimps. Klump became her chump, and he loved it. He was a little religious man that wanted to be bigger, and she knew this. And so Crony became Mrs. Klump. DG was to fill in until I was ready as the second part of what Paul started. Paul knew he could only reach so many people during his time, so he left this scene. Rebazaar and the boys told DG he would have the title of the master, and that was all. DG was a stand-in, and that was his role. But as time went on, he wanted more, and he took Paul's title as the Mahanta. Rebazaar warned him not to do this, but he did it anyways. DG became the ego master and began to misuse his position. The Mahanta title entailed the 14th circle of initiation at the time, and DG was only a 6th initiate. He was given a lot of assistance by the real guides until they had enough of his nonsense and then brought in Harry Klump. Harry was the most ready from all the initiates and was given the same drill as DG. Harry started off fine until she showed up. Then he was bitten, possessed, and taplined by her. Harry was told not to use Paul's title, as it would be for me, as I would be entering the 14th circle as the Mahanta, the Living Master. She told Harry to take the Mahanta title because she could see the advantages of controlling everything she wanted. Harry soon became infatuated with her, and he liked the idea of wearing Paul's title, because he was so immature and easy to control by her. DG and Harry never had the real awareness Paul has. They do not know what the isness is. Both became self-serving and tap-line to the Callum God with her and the influence of the three-headed God. DG was given the opportunity to do something real, but he never did. He was not officially a part of the physical corporation that Paul started. He was only set up to possibly be a part of it. He soon proved himself not to be trusted as Rebazar, and the real guides prepared to get rid of him and find a replacement. Harry was the best choice at the time, and so he was brought in. Behind closed doors, Harry made deals with DG that very few people know about. Harry had no right to do what he did, and he soon took on Paul's title as the fake living master of the Crony Corporation. Neither DG or Harry ever had what Paul referred to as the Rod of Power. They have both marketed themselves as the fake masters they were. I was shown all of this and a lot more from the real side from Rebazar and Paul, along with Yabble and the other real guides. For those who do the new you sessions, they will be shown what is real now and how the real guides do not like what taplining Harry and reptilian Jonesy are doing with their One World Order, OWO, friends who control the masses. The deception on the earth is huge and very few people see all the way through it to the all is. I was to have Paul's title as the 14th initiate, but DG and Harry purposely ruined it along with everything Paul presented. They were both more in love with themselves and became controlled by the influence. This has all been a huge lesson for me, as this is how I came into my position this lifetime. Most people will not be able to relate to this, as each person has their own experiences with life. Because of what DG and Harry did, I was shown by the real guides and the all is, I was to be the new man, providing the new you sessions, because the hue word is now replaced. Just like President Obama, the Pope, and many other old dictators, old Harry is playing his artificial role as something he is not. He is fake like the others with the Keck systems and tap lining. DG went off and started his own Adam teaching, which many people think means ancient teaching of the masters, when in reality it means alien takeover of mothership and alien takeover own. DG, not at all happy when he was pushed aside, but he had made the choice to disregard the real guides and the reptilian aliens, because he began to think of himself as bigger than life itself. Right before his physical body died, DG came to me on the real side asking for help. I told him that the deals he had made were now his destiny and had become his fate. This adventure will continue and we will see what DG does. As reptilian alien Jonesy rules the nest at the Crony Corporation. She is squeezed by exposure, as so many of her dumbed down member shrimps are waking up to her and how she has been taplining them in their astral bodies. She works directly with the Supreme Deceptor that I wrote about in New Book 4, The Adventures of Reba Zartarz. She is part of the Time Trappers with the Kalam Om God, the fake higher initiates of the Keck Corporation are so hypnotized by her that they do not want to see what is really taking place with all her taplining. She totally controls the living dead master, taplined Harry Klump. She has seduced and drugged him since they met, which was first in the lower astral realm. Just like in the movie Rosemary's Baby, she injected him with tap lines and easily took him over decades ago because of his lust for her. The real guides basically said nothing because we were planning. The new wave is the new man on the real side, life is. Let me make sure that I've got this stuff working here. This tablet kind of, there, I think it's back on. And I hope everybody was able to hear what I was reading. I'll read a little more here. As this real adventure continues, it is all about becoming more aware, as this was the original idea when DG and Harry were given the opportunity to do something real and wonderful, but they became so obsessed with themselves that the real guides made the deal, and now the reptilian aliens have them. Who would believe such a thing? Life is so much bigger than all of us. Very few people ever catch on to the all is. It is far too real. Paul had started off with the hue word, which is from humanoids, and DG and Harry were to try and fulfill something beneficial for the humans, but they didn't. That is, they didn't do what they did the way they could have, but they did not fail. Seems rather funny, doesn't it? Because what they did has turned out as it has. It has now become the greatest wake-up event ever. This now becomes the best part for you as the reader. I saw the hue destroyed as the old connection it was. The new you has always been the true reality of the all is. It is true that human history has recorded the hue word, which was written by the reptilian aliens, as was the Bible and so many other so-called sacred doctrines. This planet is almost completely controlled by Keck, the rod of power, which is very real, as Paul referred to, was the first step to what is now. The new wave is Dwayne and Ava. In 2014, the new wave is the new man and the new woman. We are real now. Human history, as we have come to know it, has all been controlled by Ra. They have controlled the United States from the days of George Washington, from Ratican HQ. Comes all the orders to create the world wars, the Cold War wars, and all the takeovers that are seen on a daily basis in so many different ways that most people do not see. Life is not a belief. What is taking place today on the earth and many other round worlds is the effects from all the causes the raw lords have created. They try to be very clever with their deception to where they make their humanoid creations believe that what is taking place with the polluted and poisoned environment is either from their invented gods, something mysterious, or that it must be all the people on this earth not understanding the rules and regulations of the systems they have created to enslave everyone. Their whole demeanor is to keep the little minds of the earth so busy that people do not have the time to see what they are doing behind the scenes. The raw lords and the OWO lords, One World Order, rule the earth from their reptilian capital building in Rome, the Vatican. The world is led to believe they are for the good of the people and they are the holy rollers, so to speak, when in reality the very opposite is true. Deception owns this world as the OWO lords hire the time trappers to subdue innocent people into a seduction with the influence and then taplining them in their astral bodies while they sleep in their dreams. Here is where a person needs real guidance to start to recognize what is taking place with their life here. Otherwise, they will continue to stay asleep and be forced into agreeing with this passing dream. You make the choice. As Paul Twitchell took his turn first with Rivas Artars giving him what was known then as the Rod of Power, Paul knew what he had to do to reach people and start this new adventure with the All Is. At the time, Paul had to make what he was creating fit into what this world had already decided, which is mainly along the lines of the raw god, Grog. But of course, Paul could not expose the scary reality of the raw lords and their invented gods and what they were doing to everyone. So he made his presentation along the lines of the spiritual idea to make people feel more at home while they were still on earth and trying in some small way to wake up to what he was teaching them. Behind the scenes, the Kalam God was also making plans to take over what Paul was creating as he was gearing up his reptilian forces and most of all looking for very special agents on the earth to disrupt and seduce Paul's membership, which is now taking place today with Geek Master Harry and she taplining Joni. Paul had brought a lot of people up through his initiations very fast to establish what he was doing. And when he left, so did most of the people who were in the higher ranks, as they could only see so much at that time. The initiations were not as they appeared to be, but only for those who could see. The Kalam God is very clever, and most people are seduced by so many different ideas and mainly their own emotional taplining. This world today is caught in a time warp like never before. The OWO has gotten people to believe in the past and the future more than the true reality life is now. As long as people have their personal emotions and attention scattered all over time and space, then they are the effect of everything around them, and at the same time, they do not see the isness now is. All life is now. This is real. A person can think whatever they want to with their mind, but only now is real. Only when you take the risk will you know. That was some of A Journey to Real Freedom by Dwayne the Great Writer in the beginning of New Book 2. Some of that stuff, unless you're familiar with the Ekinkar Corporation, it'd be hard to follow what was being presented. I'll read a little bit of some definitions from Book 6, Your Dream Visions by Dwayne the Great Writer. Human history. The events of the past that all of us have been through and lived before. When our present human history of this earth is looked at closely, it is seen that many of the largest establishments of today were directly from conflicts and takeovers that have now become commonplace. The decisions that were made way back when are now what most people are living. Belief, faith, and hope. These three are the trinity of the rep systems who have established these ideas firmly in the subconscious of their followers for lifetimes. They only apply to the first three levels of life and do not exist in the real universes where there is only real truth and real freedom. The all is. Soul. Those lost and unaware individuals who are originally from the true reality. Until one becomes new with the real connection, they will continue to recycle into new bodies unconsciously until one meets the real universal guides. Spiritual. A term widely used for eons as the identifying label as something divine. And so it is with those who practice all the religions, occult, and various psychic sciences, but has nothing to do with the true reality nor the real universal guides. The real guides do not recognize the shortcomings of what humans have invented and look to as something real. The universal guides provide what is real now. The Lords of Karma, assigned to make sure each unaware soul gets their due rewards and punishments in the three lower levels. Dream Arena. This is usually a person's own dream worlds and their decided areas of experience besides their physical life. Tap lines. These are the unseen connections made by the dark forces and their buddies to control unsuspecting souls who rely on their ignorant position of looking to the rep systems for their livelihood. The rep systems refer to the religious, educational, and political systems of Earth. The authoritarians and brutalitarians. These people, the rep systems, and their contrived agencies are the taskmasters for the gods of man on earth. They make all the rules and regulations to make sure all the unaware humans stay asleep to the true reality and never escape the drudgery of reincarnation and karma and their 9-to-5 boring jobs. In our modern society, these offenders burden people as slaves to paperwork as one way to keep them confused along with all the worthless political issues of the day. These stinkers especially love people who are couch potatoes. Jehovah, brother of the Kalam God, ruler and god of the astral world. He is a little bit nicer than his brother. the Kalam God, the Lord God of all the followers of the belief systems on earth and up to the mental worlds. His identity will differ from faith to faith, but they are all still him. He is the three-headed God with the faces of benevolence, fear, and influence. The rep systems, religious, educational, political, and social systems that have been established by the whims of the human mind. Because these systems use the best resources, they have the best fronts to present to the unaware public. It is for sure an honest mistake most people are making, but one of choice. The round worlds. Oh, let me check this thing to see if it's still working. There, I think it's working again. It goes off, I guess, when it's just sitting. Okay. All right, we'll try some more here. The lowest order of life on small and insignificant rocks in black space unaware humans think of as life, but are actually a place in life for educational experiences like prisons for captives. The two heavens of man, the astral and mental worlds above the physical realm. Wonderful places to visit, but without the real guides, one will be returning for more lifetimes of searching for the real light of the is. The gods of man. These entities are the governors, the lords and rulers within the two heavens of man that most of the unaware keep thinking is the true reality. These creatures oversee the dualistic powers of good and bad, and they do not promote the real connection, the sound light reality of the all is. These gods are also known as the space gods, as their job is to make sure all souls stay unaware of the real universes of real freedom and pure light. The three lower levels. These positions entail the physical, material, round worlds of human residence and unawareness as the lowest reality of phenomena in life. Above this is the astral heaven, where most people go after their departure from the earth or other round worlds, where the brother of the Kalam God rules as Lord Jehovah and other identities bestowed upon him. Above the first heaven of man is the causal and mental worlds ruled by Lord Kalam, the God of all faiths and beliefs of the lower levels. The two heavens of man reside as the destined destinations of all unaware souls who will meet their makers, so to speak, in their afterlife and be directed by the lords of karma as to where they must go and continue their lower process until one day they meet with the real universal guides to take them into reality. The three-headed God. First off is the benevolent head, which is the one most seen by the public. It shows itself as humble and caring and bestows a supposed concern for all, while in the unseen background lurks the two other supporting heads, the hard head, known as the evil one or the serpent. This head comes out when people need to be intimidated into believing in it and what it is deciding. Then, as it has its say, the benevolent head once again returns to the surface to continue the daily politics. The influential head is the most devious and cunning of the two and actually rules them. It never really shows itself in the same manner as the two others, but is always present as it binds those who are in agreement to its influences. Dream visions. These are the nightly experiences and episodes one has with the real guides, where the new student is taken to unseen worlds and shown the universal files and all that is real and true. Real experience. This is where we are shown what is real, as opposed to just reading something and then believing it to be so. With real experience, we eventually have our own life without any restrictions from the three lower levels. Real guidance. Unlike the systems of the earth and what is taught here, the real guides provide a directness and assurance not found among the rep systems and their rulers. There are many levels of guidance, but only Rebas Artars and the real universal guides are direct with the all is. The new. The real awareness, the real you, that becomes new when the real connection is made by the real universal guides. A soul is unaware until they become new. New student, one who is studying the written works of the new man and practicing the real connection, the new you sessions. The new you sessions. When Paul was here, he had his techniques, and so it is with the new you sessions. Doing the new you at least once a day before bedtime connects one in their dream visions to the real guidance. Sit in silence for 15 to 30 minutes and just relax without doing anything. Look for the real light and listen for the sound of is. Real freedom. This is the position all the real universal guides have with the true reality. And they are making this opportunity available right now to others. The real guides take over the karma of their new students from the lords of karma and make sure it is worked off in this lifetime. The real connection. Once a person has been accepted as a new student by the real guides, after their initial trial period, they are then taken to the seventh level of the first real universes and exposed to the pure sound and light of the all is. The all is. This is the true reality everyone is looking for. It lies somewhere hidden behind the fronts and scenes that have been manufactured by the rep systems who are at the mercy of the gods of man and the lords of karma. The new man and the new wave. Rebas Artars taught Paul Twitchell and Dwayne for lifetimes to come into this present era to provide the new presentation. Paul decided his title as he established his presentation, and now Dwayne is the new man. Rebas Artars gave Paul the rod of power in 1965. Then Paul gave it to Dwayne in 2001 for the first time. In 2007, Rebas Artars gave Dwayne the new wave for the second time. The new man and the new wave are the real connection to the all is. So, this opportunity to find out about the new presentation is being offered. It's up to each person to decide whether they want to check it out for themselves. It's all over on the tech stuff on Facebook, wonderfulworldwideeducators.com, the new presentation. You'll be able to find it if you're looking for it. So anyway, I guess I'll end the show for today by singing the
New You song. New.